What does that say? Even denying the Lord that bought them. It means they'll deny God's lordship over your life and say, these bodies, I'm my own. I don't have to use this body like the Bible says and like that old holiness preacher says. Boy, that's what I hear everywhere. People up north there. Man, you really come down on them women wearing that old paint and makeup and pantsuits and all. Yes, I do. I'm the only one that does. On radio. Ain't nobody else gets on radio and bold enough to say nothing about it. I said nobody. And you can't find them nowhere. They ain't nobody. So that sets me apart. Coming down on sin and ungodliness. A bunch of old idolatrous women that's ruining the church. Yes, sir. I'm going to keep cracking at them. I told them up there in the meetings, whenever you guys don't like it, cut my throat, you'll have me. But until that day, I'm going to scream my head off at your stinking old idolatry. Pantsuits, jewelry, makeup, and the whole mess. Praise God. All right, verse 12 says, 2 Peter 2, now these false teachers are among the people. Now, under grace, he said, these are as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed. These popular preachers are not men of God. They're boogers. They speak evil of the things they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. They stir up corruption for God's people, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that count it pleasure to ride in the daytime, spotsy on blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings, while they feast with you. They like to get in there and eat with you, and carry on with you, and holler Jesus, and have all their hootenannies and medicine shows. But the next verse says in 2 Peter 2:14, they have eyes full of adultery. They cannot cease from sin. They can't quit sinning. They beguile unstable souls and heart they've exercised with covetous practices. Anything to tell you to get their money, to get that big house, big car, popularity? Yes, sir, they'll tell you anything. Their eyes, they're full of covetousness, and their eyes are exercising their heart. They're cursed children. They've forsaken the right way. See, they once went in the right way. These popular preachers once walked in the right way, but the Bible said they've forsaken the right way. They've gone astray. They followed the way of Balaam. Go back and read about Balaam in Numbers 22, 23, and 24, and you'll find the biographical sketch of every popular preacher that's alive in our generation, and you'll find it in the life of Balaam and his biographical sketch. They followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages. They love wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. He didn't have a prophet to stop him. So the dumbass, God anointed him and opened his mouth, and he spake with man's voice to forbid the madness of the prophet. He tried to stop that booger before he lost his life and tried to curse the church. All right, what are these people? They are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. When they speak great swelling words of vanity on TV, on radio, in the churches, in their campaigns, what are they doing? They're alluring. They're alluring people, drawing them through the lust of the flesh that they permit. Through much wantonness, that means unruliness without any regard for the discipline of God's word. Those that were clean escaped from them. See, people had escaped from them, but they went out and lived in error. Now these guys come in here and scoop them up. Just like scooping up pecans when they fall off the tree. God have mercy. They promised them liberty, but they'll make libertines out of them. But they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. When a man that lives in corruption overcomes you with his old phony doctrine, with his old alluring you through the lust of the flesh, and through his heart he exercises covetous practices to get your money, you're going to wind up being a child of corruption just like he's a child of corruption. Then you think, I'm out here bellowing in the woods like a blind bull in a meat house or something. I know what I'm talking about, and I know what God Almighty is going to judge this generation by, and he's not going to judge me. If you want to go to judgment, that's your privilege. I'm not going to be up there. I'm going to be on his right hand hearing him say, well done. You got to do more than just say, I'm a sweet little Christian. That ain't going to do no good. God have mercy. You got to stand up against something. You got to be for it, some things, but you got to be against some things, as they say in Arkansas. I'm against it. I said I'm against it. I'm against it. Praise God. I'm for right, but I'm against it when it's wrong. Then it says, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Jesus Christ, see, these guys once, these popular preachers once, had escaped the pollutions of the world. But they're entangled again and overcome, and their latter end is worse than the beginning. Watch and see if it's not like that. These popular preachers. Airplanes is going to fall. They're going to die with cancers. Some of their loved ones are going to shoot them. They're going to have all kind of tragedies. But it has happened unto them. Well, wait a minute. I skipped the verse. Verse 21. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, and after they've known it, to turn from what? The holy commandment that God delivered to them. See, God has given them commandments to preach, and they won't preach it. Commandments, that tells you what right and wrong is. 1 John 3:4 tells us, whosoever transgresseth also the law committeth sin, for sin is a transgression of the law. See, God delivered the holy commandment to them. But it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed has gone back to her wallowing in the mire. Now let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Our nation is full of men and women, popular preachers and their followers, that once knew God's word, his holy commandment. They were saved from the pollution of the idolatrous activities of our generation, but they've turned back from that holy commandment, and they're like a dog gone back to his vomit, and like a sow gone back to the mud hole and wallowing again. God have mercy. The Bible, in that 14th verse of 2 Peter 2, they have eyes full of adultery, they cannot cease from sin. They're cursed children. Verse 12, there is natural brute beast. They're made to be taken and destroyed. They speak evil of things they don't even understand. And they're going to perish in their own corruption. And then you think, I'm not going to get out of here and warn God's people about these popular preachers that are leading men back to the hog pen and to their vomit in pollutions of idols? No, I'm not going to hold my peace. And all I need is a couple of millionaires on one side and one on the other, and we'll get this message out. See, the thing about it is, these peons like us that don't make much money, it's not going to hurt me if you don't support the ministry. It's going to hurt you. Because God's got a few that's got some money that he's going to support it. And we're going to get the message out. If there's nobody but me left standing up here on the podium, I'll get out here and simulate a crowd, make believe there's a crowd, and preach this message on radio and on cassette. God still get the message out. Lord, have mercy. It's like he told Jeremiah. Jeremiah prophesied to the kings of Israel that rebelled against his prophecy. Their old idolatry had brought them into the judgment of God, and God had Nebuchadnezzar right on his way. And all of a sudden, King Zedekiah got Pharaoh to come down with his army to put fear in the Babylonians, and they departed. Then he went in before the king and he said, O king, he said, those Babylonians are going to come again and burn this city with fire. And he said, if you would shoot every one of them with a bow and arrow, and they were all wounded men and dead men, yet they would rise up every man in his tent and still burn the city. Don't you think this is not going to come to pass?